You're listening to DraftKings Network.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Jess.
God bless football, Chris.
God bless football, Lucy.
God bless football, Roy.
God bless hockey. Oh, football, sorry. Oh,
wow. Classic.
Yeah. Classic Roy.
I was the caboose in this situation, so.
Willow's here.
We're not doing this.
No?
No, God bless football.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
No.
That was the bit.
Well, the
it's
bit,
over.
If we're going to be honest,
the show. The show's
you were,
over.
I thought you were going to interrupt and be like, what are you guys doing? We're not doing this.
What are we doing?
I've done that before on the real God Bless Football and it doesn't go over well.
Yeah, but this isn't God Bless Football.
That's
so.
Because we're doing God Bless Football when you do it.
Yeah.
We're yes. followers, Billy.
Don't.
You're
don't,
following your lead.
Don't yes, tune out. I mean, yeah, no, but the bit that we discussed was like, we're pretend and then everybody gets mad and then Chris is like, I'm in charge here. This isn't God Bless Football.
I want to have fun, though. Come on. Let's do this. Let's do GBF.
We did it. I mean.
That's it.
Well, we can still have fun, even though.
Should we go home now?
No.
I'm tired.
You know, we had a pack, Stu.
God bless Friday.
We had a pack.
God bless Friday.
Fridays, we end here a little bit earlier than usual, and I tried to get everyone to agree to a pact before the show. I don't know if you were here.
Mm-hmm.
Where we all agree that we can all politely just leave when this is done and we won't feel the social pressures of hanging out and talking to each other. Like, we can just go on with our lives and go home.
Why? Do you guys feel some amount of pressure after the show to chit-chat, some small talk?
No.
No, but I feel like I should say yes.
No.
But at least if we have the conversation, like, hey, I won't be insulted if you leave, then everyone can leave. And also then I can just leave. And I don't.
So we're saying goodbye right now.
Yeah, goodbye to each
all
other right,
right
now.
Bye, have a great also, weekend.
Hello, no, but hello to the listeners.
Yo, yes, of course.
And welcome to your nightmare. I'm in Dan's seat.
Oh, no.
Dan's nightmare.
Yeah.
Wheel of topics?
Well, hold on. Okay, so here's the thing is I have a number of games that I'd like to play today.
Right.
With Stugatz. I want to do the One Moment Hall of Fame, which I told has been going on since yesterday behind the scenes between Stugatz and Jess.
Yes, I said Reggie Miller's in the One Moment Hall of Fame. And so that's
this is so offensive. What? He had a great career.
No, he did not. Name something else he did in his career outside of those 9 seconds at Madison Square Garden. Name one other thing.
Also,
I dare
you.
Pointers.
Chris, you anything. Can make your own list. The One Moment Hall of Fame also led into a bleed over conversation of like a potential 2 moment Hall of Fame.
Yes.
But we'll get to that later.
Yes.
The other game Billy wanted to play was one that we couldn't decide on if we should play or not.
I have at least 4 games plus the one that we don't know if we should play or not. So I have end of discussion, which we stumbled upon in God Bless Football because Stugatz right. just said an argument and then he said end of discussion. And I'm like, well, then I can't say anything. Like the conversation's over. So if you guys here or at home or whatever want to play along with these games, think of some end of discussions that you can just, it's basically you make a statement. End of discussion.
So I made a point to Billy and Mikey A during God Bless Football, and I said, period, end of discussion. There was a minute left. Like, yeah. We had to talk, and Billy wouldn't talk because he said the discussion is over.
Yeah, so. Spoiler alert.
So Alexander Barkov is going to win the Selke Trophy. End of discussion.
What? Hold on. There's music for end of discussion.
Oh, there's music?
I didn't know we were playing end of discussion right now. We also have closing the loop that we're going to get to. We have.
Wait, what's closing the loop?
Closing the loop is an important game that I feel like we should play every Friday, whether or not I'm sitting in this chair where we kind of... I'll give you an example, Chris. Do you have the music for closing the loop? Okay, so closing the loop, I'll give you...
Oh, Friday.
All right, it's time for closing the loop. So in closing the loop, I feel like this is a great opportunity for us to bring back a topic that was discussed earlier in the week that we can close the loop on today, Friday, so it doesn't carry over into next week. So I'll give you an example. Earlier this week, Stugatz revealed, unintentionally, or maybe it was last week, but we're closing the loop anyways,
right.
that he wears a hoodie without shirts underneath.
I did. Yeah.
Shocking revelation.
Yes. That was earlier this week, I believe.
This led to some debate amongst the crew some people were kind of confused as to how you do this. Other people say, no, I do that. That's not that crazy. So yesterday, I was in the this is crazy camp for just wearing a hoodie without a shirt underneath. Yesterday, at home, I decided to do this, Stugatz.
Okay.
Because I felt very judgmental, and a lot of people were like, what's wrong with you? So I wore an oversized hoodie. I bought a 2XL because I wanted to feel like I had a boyfriend's
right,
hoodie.
Good,
yeah.
Right.
So I wore a 2XL
hoodie. And they're not making XLs like they used to. I mean, they're just not.
Yeah.
Right.
So I put on my 2XL Under Armour hoodie. Under Armour, if you're out there.
Mm-hmm.
Without a shirt underneath.
Wait, you bought a new hoodie just for this?
No. I bought this hoodie when it was on sale, but I bought it extra big because I wanted the feel of a nice, big, comfy.
Cozy.
Like if I, yeah, like if I had a boyfriend and I took his jacket. Like, because my wife will steal my hoodies sometimes, and it looks so comfy because they're so much bigger than her.
So you wanted to feel like her?
Yeah, so I bought sizes too large so I would have the comfort of the loose-fitting clothes.
Mm-hmm. On sale, though.
Yeah, of course.
Clearance, yeah.
Have you ever purchased anything not on sale? Like at retail, like at regular cost, or no?
I try not to. Okay. I try not to. Here's the thing. The price is just a suggestion. Because there's always a way to get that object cheaper. Anyway, so I put it on without a shirt, and it was fine.
Thank you.
Close the loop.
All right, good. That's all right, let's get loops.
End of discussion.
No.
It feels like you ended it. It does.
So if you guys have any loops you want to close, just let Chris know, and we can play the music. We can close the loop. If you want to end any discussions, let us know. Also, here's the thing that I'm most worried about, because I saw the schedule,
yeah,
and I saw that Stugatz was going to be the one in here today.
Yep.
And I said, Stugatz, if you want, like, I can go and I can sit in the studio. And he said, perfect, you're driving. Yes. And I wasn't expecting that.
You should have.
So my main concern was that we were going to be accused with not talking enough sports today.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to come up with a segment and a game in which we check the boxes. Scores. So we check the boxes, scores of covering sports, and then we go around and we talk about things that happened last night. So I don't know if anyone here wants to volunteer to be the person that checks the boxes, scores, and they just kind of tell us what happened in the sporting world last night, and then we discuss the boxes, scores.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, the Rangers won in overtime against the Hurricanes last night.
They did. They're up 3-0.
Up 3-0.
What it was seems the score? Like
the it was 3-2. Won in overtime.
The Brent man.
He scored a game-winning goal.
Very early in overtime, by the way.
Very, very early in overtime.
Because the last game went to double OT. This game was over inside of 2 minutes inside the first overtime. Yeah. So
it's the Hurricane season. It's over.
So the Rangers are through to the Eastern Conference Finals. They'll wait. They are. I mean, they're up 3-0.
Yeah.
Carolina's not coming back. They'll await the winner of the Panthers and Boston. A big game three tonight.
Now, this is good. Ooh. As a Panther fan, Carolina's kind of had our number over the last few years. So I actually, even though the Rangers seem a little scarier on paper, I would rather face the Rangers than the Hurricanes.
Well, they swept them. The Panthers did last season in the playoffs. So we kind of had their number last season.
That was last year.
I know we got them in the playoffs.
That's a different game.
But overall, of all the teams in the East, I feel like Carolina's had our number. If any team's had our number, it's been them over the last couple of years outside of the sweep.
I don't know. I think the Panthers are going to beat Boston this series, and they didn't beat Boston.
Roy's not afraid of anything. Roy's not afraid of anything.
No.
I mean,
absolutely not.
You're just, I don't, dude,
I'm fearless.
You're too confident.
You're not fearless.
Billy,
I don't understand who you're putting this on.
Are we allowed to do game analysis during this game, or is this just like we read the box scores and then we move
right,
on?
Right, checking a pregame
game.
Kind of, right?
Checking the boxes scores?
Yeah.
Right.
No, I think checking the boxes is just checking off all the things you're supposed to hit.
Yeah, which is sports, but we're doing it with box scores. That's
should we do it with things that we are actually going to talk about in earnest, or are we, you know, is it a segue into a better, longer conversation?
No, you can discuss.
Okay.
I'm not
here. So we're doing it the right way.
Yeah, we're doing it the right way.
Good.
There's another game that we were afraid to play that we discussed before the show, and the decision wasn't made before the show, so I don't know if we should carry the conversation onto the air as to whether or not we should play the final game / bit.
Hmm.
The bit was Wheel of Topics We Won't Discuss.
Oh.
In which we spin the wheel, and if it lands on said topic, we can't discuss that topic.
Can we try it out?
The only reason I bring it up is because hockey was submitted to that wheel.
Ooh.
Now, it didn't necessarily land on hockey because we haven't spun the wheel yet.
Yeah, you can check that off now.
Had we started the game, though, and we spin the Wheel of Topics We Won't Discuss and it lands on hockey, though, we can't talk about it.
Hmm.
So
But we already talked about it.
Yeah, so it was so lucky that we got that in case we spin.
What else is on the wheel?
Let's just spin the wheel, see where
Let's
it lands.
Spin it, right? Spin it.
Okay, here we go.
Friday, though.
Stu?
Comedians.
Huh. All right.
So that means we're not going to talk about that.
Well, we can't.
We can't talk about it.
Oh.
Yes.
We'll get to it next week. We didn't end that discussion. That's a different game.
All right.
This is just a wheel of topics.
Can't close the loop.
It feels like if you land on
we'll
a topic, it's end of discussion, though. Right?
For the day.
For the day.
Doesn't carry over.
There's always Monday.
Well, there's
exactly
a, there's
right.
There's like a tie-in to another game when you spin the wheel of topics we're not going to talk about. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Nice synergy there.
Should we try it again? I mean.
Ready?
Spin the wheel.
Spin it. Jess?
Ooh, it landed on the Kendrick Lamar Drake beef.
Oh, wow.
I wanted to discuss that today.
Well, end of discussion.
No, that's another top. That's another game.
That's the same game.
Yeah.
So we can't discuss that.
Yeah, but let's stop spinning the wheel because we're going to run out of things to discuss today.
Right. Yeah, get back to it later.
I'm not certain we'll run out, but okay.
Also, later today, I want to play a game. It's not really a game. It's more of a conversation where we discuss the proper way to eat a sandwich because I saw a picture of someone in the way that they cut a sandwich, and it's not a way that I've ever seen before. And they were saying this is the proper way to cut and eat a sandwich.
Hmm.
Well, it depends on the sandwich, right? Like, what if it's a hoagie as opposed to a grilled cheese, loaf of bread?
No, well, we mean more like the regular toast.
Oh, regular toast, okay.
Right.
I mean, is there more than one way to cut? Like a sub, like a hoagie?
No, there are some places that cut at like a diagonal on the hoagie.
I don't want my hoagie at
a diagonal.
Cut it in half.
Yes, that is such a good point.
Two equal halves, please.
A square sandwich, diagonal all you want. A sub, a 12-inch sub.
I totally disagree.
If you angle cut that, you are a monster. You know that first bite is so weird?
No, the pointy bite?
No, I hate the pointy bite.
The pointy bite is the starting point of the bite.
I love the pointy bite.
Yeah, but if the bread's not good, the pointy bite is not great.
Well, I'm under the assumption that it's good bread. Like if we're talking about bad bread, then that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I like that there's more, I don't know what to call it, like the part of the sandwich where you can see the filling. I like that there's more of that surface area with the diagonal.
But you pick it up, and then like Stu said, that pointy end. I'm with you. If you got great bread, maybe you point cut. But most sub shops, you don't have great bread.
So, Jess, they don't know great bread. In New York,
York has the best everything.
It does. Pizza, well, it's, bagels, Chris, it does.
Bread.
It does.
I'm so tempted to put New York on the wheel of things.
Hey, come on now.
New York really does feel like, Stugatz, can you make a list?
The bread is better. The pizza's better.
Oh,
the water is better.
It's the water.
Yeah. It is.
Why is it? The minerals?
That's why you can cut it the way Jess likes it cut in New York. The bread's always good. You can't do it down here.
Stugatz.
Bread man.
Different bread.
Thank you.
End of discussion.
Hold on. All right.
Serious.
All right. This escalated very quickly.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Simply Safe. When you travel, do concerns back home nag you? Did you lock up? Did you leave a window open? That's why I recommend investing in Simply Safe Home Security today for award-winning security and peace of mind wherever your summer plans take you. I've had Simply Safe in my home for many years now. The peace of mind it gives me, especially during the summertime when I'm all over the place, is incredible. Because I know the things I care about, the things I value back home, I can always keep an eye on it using Simply Safe's indoor and outdoor cameras. So do me a favor. Before you head out on your next vacation, make sure to protect your whole home with Simply Safe's variety of indoor and outdoor cameras, plus add sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day, no contracts to worry about, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. So right now, get 20% off any new Simply Safe system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Don Lebatard.
Let's go to 80.
His Bo. Name is Bo.
Wow.
I think Billy typed an 8 instead of a B. Fine.
It's a clear as day, Bo.
All right. $2.
Stugatz.
Number 80. Oh, go ahead. It's Chris Corner on the line. CC. Go ahead.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
Well, end of sandwich discussion, but I also...
No, it's not. We don't have the picture yet.
Not end of New York discussion yet, because I saw a video yesterday. I don't know if this was recent or not, but this video really disturbed me. It's Clyde Frazier eating fries at a Knicks game, it appears. And the way he's doing it is unlike anything I've ever
seen.
He's
like, he's holding the cup up and he seems to be gnawing at the cup.
He's eating more cup than fries.
Like there's a wet ring.
He's eating it like it's a sandwich. He's eating a cup of fries like it's a sandwich.
I feel like if you're sitting courtside, you got to do all your snacking in between, like when you go underneath. Like I just, sat courtside, you would not see me courtside eating a hot dog.
Right.
And I would be one of the people that accidentally spills something on the court and they have to stop the game to like come. Like,
I'm surprised that doesn't happen more.
Happens to, I think Mike Ryan's daughter like spills M&Ms all the time or something. I don't know. That was an off-air conversation, but this is really alarming. And to me, it seems like a guy who doesn't want to get grease on his fingers because he wears really nice suits and nice clothes and he doesn't want to get grease on his clothes, which I understand, but it is a very strange visual.
Huh.
So if you're sitting courtside, is your play let me be as weird as possible or let me be as normal as possible and blend in? Because I feel like I would want to just blend in, but then like why did I spend so much money?
Like, I think it depends. Like if you're a celebrity, you're there to be seen, right?
Yeah, so do you think he really eats fries like that, or he's just doing that so hoping someone... I mean, he's old enough that I don't think he's trying to do that for attention.
MSG is basically his living room, right?
Like, Correct,
this isn't
No, it is his living room.
Yeah.
Yes, so not basically.
He's just comfortable enough where he's going to do his thing there.
Imagine going in pajamas because you're so comfortable and it's your living room, and you're just like, ah, I'm going to be maximum comfort here.
While Frazier should show up at BJ's?
Yeah, so we have the picture of the sandwich if you want to get to the sandwich now, because I feel like there's no point in going back to it later because we already got off all our talk.
End of discussion.
So here in the left is the new Duff cut, which is this Y-shaped triangular thing where you're instead of two, you get the three.
Nope.
Yeah, it seems crazy.
I like
to
a
eat
Duff
it that
cut.
Way.
It's better than the Chef Gruel.
But no one.
What are we doing here?
Why a Duff cut?
Who is Chef Gruel?
Isn't that the top one? That's what
no, but why it? A Duff cut? Why is it called a Duff cut?
It, the guy's something Duff or Duff
they're,
something.
They're like Duff. They're TV. Chefs.
No, it's not. No? It's not that Duff. It's some other guy. Just
well, the
Duff.
Chef Gruel is a TV chef.
Mm.
Well, he's a monster.
That doesn't make any sense. He's cut one third of the sandwich.
Yeah, thirds, periods, if you will. Hockey.
I think it's one of those things you do. You stamp your name to it. You get credit for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to come up with a cut.
Are you?
Yep.
I don't think you will.
A stew cut.
And what would your stew cut be?
80-20 my way.
Yeah, exactly right. His okay. His more as the Chef Gruel looks like the stew cut where it's 80% of the 20%.
Yeah. I'll cut the crust off.
Now,
I don't
now
like
you're
crust.
Yeah,
there
now
we go.
Talking.
I don't like crust. I'm not a crust guy.
Have you ever, okay, this is actually like a, brings back a traumatic babysitting story from when I was like 13, but I was babysitting these kids once, twins, and they both hated crust. So the mom asked me to make them peanut butter jelly sandwiches, but cut the crust off. And I was like, okay, no problem. The problem was she left, and when they wanted the sandwiches, I was by myself, and I opened the bag of bread, and the only pieces left were the two ends of the bread.
Oh my God.
And so I told the kids, and these kids were like really little, and I was like, hey guys, like, unfortunately, this is the only bread your mom left for me, and it's the ends of the bread, so it's all crust. And they're like, we're not eating that. And I was like, well, what do you want me to do? Because I can't like cut the crust off because it's all crust. And they're like, well, we're not going to eat the crust. So I had to like peel the layer of like brown crust off of the ends of the bread for them to eat their
bad
sandwiches.
Parenting, just leaving you with no bread for the kids.
And oh, it was devastating.
Do you guys ever eat the ends of the bread? Anyone?
Yeah.
No. If it's toasted, like I like a little crispy. You know, I'm kind of like Jim Nance. Like I'll eat like a super toasted piece of end of a bread.
I usually don't, but like if I'm like really, really hungry, I can toast it and put some butter on the good end, and then I can, you know, put it down.
But you have to be really hungry and desperate.
I don't want to say desperate, but I'm also a bit wasteful guy. You know what I mean? But I do more often than not throw away the last piece on each end of the bread.
Yeah. So which game are we playing?
Well, no, I mean, this is supposed to be a sports radio show. It's not just games. I was just listing the games that we had, should you want to get to them. Mm. We could get to them. These are opportunities, avenues, if you will, that we could travel down to get to these games. The One Moment Hall of Fame, something you said you wanted to do. And I was kind of, when Chris was saying the whole New York thing, I was wondering if you wanted to make a top five list of things that are better in New York, that New York's the best at XYZ, because basically anything that's mentioned, any New Yorker will say that's better in New York, no matter what it is.
I would just say that the pizza's better, the bread is better, the water is better, the delis are better. That's about it. Mm. I mean, the football's certainly not better.
Ooh, Hall of One Moment, Aaron Rodgers on the Jets.
Wow.
Well, he won a Super Bowl.
but I'm saying Aaron Rodgers on the Jets.
Okay.
So, well, he had one moment. Right?
One moment Hall of
one
Fame.
One moment
so
of the
far,
Jets.
I mean.
Right.
Literally one moment.
Yes. Amazing. Had three plays in one moment.
None of them were Hall of Fame worthy, though.
No.
The most memorable thing he did was run out waving the American flag.
That was
flag.
The moment to me.
I'm confused as to how to play the one moment Hall of Fame because Reggie Miller, everyone thinks he's a Hall of Famer. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Well, Dan doesn't.
But I'm saying, well, Dan doesn't, right. But you know, he's defined by that one moment. Like, I could do one moment and say David Tyree. No one thinks he's a Hall of Famer, but
that's
he had
a one moment.
That's one moment. One moment in time.
Yeah. Yes, that's one moment. Reggie Miller had multiple playoff series, was like an all-time great shooter.
You don't remember any of it, though. That's my
true.
Point.
But I know he's an all-time great shooter.
Right. He was 12-33 against the Knicks on the road. He had one moment. One moment.
Are the Knicks in trouble, Jess? I will ask you as the Knicks expert.
I did say yesterday, thank you, Billy, while you're sitting next to Stuka.
Well, because here's the thing, right? If we're going to be honest.
It was perfect.
I feel like
so good.
Jess has seen more Knicks games than you just because Lehman puts on the Knicks every single game.
Yes.
So you are a bigger and actual Knicks fan, but Jess is an actual
unfortunately,
Knicks authority
like
this season.
You know the meme that's like, are you winning, son? And it's like the dad walking and the kids gaming. That's like me and Lehman's relationship. But he'll be watching the Knicks and I'll be like, are you winning, son? Anyways.
Is Lehman like a little boy in the sense that like he's just like so excited about his team still? And you're just like, oh, Lehman, it's just sports.
Yeah, exactly. But I said yesterday it felt like game two may have been the apex of the season because the Knicks are dealing with so many injuries now and they're going back to Indianapolis. And it's going to be really tough for them to do much more with the level. Like, Jalen Brunson's questionable. OG's out for game three. It feels like game three is going to be an they're going to get the friendly whistle because of Rick Carlisle. But it just feels like, you know, this team's given New York a lot, but the amount of injuries that they've dealt with is going to be really tough to play through.
I would say this because I checked the box score. The Cavs beating the Celtics on the road last night, the NBA's freaking out. They cannot have Cleveland and Indiana in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh, no.
This bodes very well for the Knicks either tonight or in Game 4. The NBA needs the Knicks to advance because of the threat of the Cavaliers.
I like that. That's a good conspiracy theory.
I have an end of discussion submission that goes along with this.
Really?
I mean, Juju has been telling us all season that there is something wrong with this Celtics team.
Yep.
There is something, and he is right, there is something wrong. End of discussion.
I don't know if that's the end of the discussion.
No, the discussion's ended.
I'm just saying.
It's 1-1.
There's something about this Celtics team. Everyone has them on paper as clearly the best team, and they can't stop farting.
You're right.
Respect the game.
Sounds like a problem.
Are you declaring the Celtics season is over?
No.
They're not winning a title.
No, but I just think that this
Well, then you can't end, you
I don't
can't
think,
end anything.
I don't think what happened with the Heat is they got game two and then the Celtics blew them out the rest of the series. I actually think we're going to see a long series in this one. I think that it's just like, to Juju's point, there's something wrong with this Celtics team.
Yeah,
and
right.
I can't even put my finger on it, but there's something wrong.
That's
a different game.
Mm. Yeah, different game.
Can't put my finger on it?
Hey, yo.
I can put my finger on it.
What?
Go ahead.
Porzingis is out.
Oh.
I put my finger on it.
Your finger's
I checked the box score. I put a finger on it. We ended a discussion.
Your finger is currently on it.
Did the Heat fans get like some satisfaction out of seeing all the Celtics fans leaving with like 4 minutes left in the game last night?
I did. I also got satisfaction out of hearing you talk about the Knicks injuries and because the Heat have been making these excuses for seasons now.
I don't want to hear about it.
I'm just saying it's not.
Same
it's
with the Celtics.
Huh?
Hey, I didn't say it was an excuse.
We have 4.5 players.
But the counterpoint there is also the Knicks are winning that series. They're leading 2-0 right now.
Right.
And the Heat were like always down.
Also, I don't think it's an excuse for roster construction or anything like that. I think it's just like a rational outlook on what the next two, what series
How am I
irrational? May look like. Exactly. Whereas the Heat have been like, well, if we had Jimmy Butler in the playoffs, then like it wouldn't matter that all of our other role players are maybe not as good as the players that we could have gotten if we had done better to get them.
In defense of Heat fans, it's Jimmy Butler who's saying that. Are Heat fans saying that? Like, Chris, do you feel like if you had Jimmy Butler, you'd still be playing?
I think the series, I think we would. I'm not saying we would have beat the Celtics, but I think it would have been a longer series.
Huh.
Hmm. How's this going so far, Lucy? What grade would you give this?
Why are we talking about the Heat so much? They lost.
I don't know.
I've been thinking about this for like a week. All we do is talk about the Heat.
Hold on.
You can end it.
Let's spin the wheel.
End of discussion.
Lucy, what topic's on there we can't discuss anymore today?
The Miami Heat.
Wow.
Oh.
I drove Taylor into work today, and we were driving, and I literally said, I cannot do heat talk today.
Did he?
I said it to Taylor, and he agreed.
This is Chris Cody.
Of course he did.
Chris Crody's fault, because we brought up the Celtics leaving, and he turned it into like, oh, this is a heat thing.
When you talked about Nick's injuries, it opened the door for me.
Bucky Dent, one moment Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yes. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Speaking of Taylor, we had a conversation privately off air. Taylor's having a moment.
He is.
Very big for Taylor right now.
Yep.
His basketball team, his hockey team.
Yep. Taylor's already trying to get me and him to New York for the Panthers Rangers.
He said that you were going with Roy.
What? No.
How about you get past Boston?
That is true.
Thank you.
What?
No, Taylor's already planting seeds if you cover Rangers. Panthers.
Do you have to take
a
train?
You need a video guy? I'll go with you.
Wow.
He's like, let's do the same game time bit. We'll take a train up there. It's not that bad.
A lot of opportunists around here.
It's that time again. The NBA playoffs are here. And boy, wouldn't it be cool to watch an NBA playoff game in person? Heck yeah, it would. And what better way to do so than by getting tickets on Game Time? Game Time's an authorized ticket marketplace of the NBA, which makes getting playoff tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to tip-off, which is perfect for people like you who don't plan things out. Or you're just really busy and you don't know you're going to have time to go to a game until the day of the game. And if basketball's not your thing, well, guess what? I'm on the Game Time app right now, and what's this? Oh, Megan Thee Stallion is coming to town. I could also see Bad Bunny or Blink-182, Shakira, and more, because Game Time has tickets to all the high-profile events, not just sports. You know some of my favorite features on Game Time? I can go on the app, and I can see the view from my seats, because sometimes it looks like they're going to be great, but I have no idea until I get there. But with this feature, I can actually see. Plus, they have the lowest price guaranteed. And as I mentioned, last minute deals. You can save up to 60% off buying your tickets last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. Plus, Game Time has flash deals, zone deals, all in pricing. They've got it all, plus the lowest price guarantee. Or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. And at Game Time, you always get the Game Time ticket coverage. Your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices, guaranteed.
Dan Le Batard.
Photography's not as hard as it's made out to be. And now with computers, I mean, you can make anything look like anything, Dan. It's almost cheating. It's not fair. Yep. If you push a button and it takes 1,000 pictures, you're going to find a good one in the batch.
There were a lot of photographers there taking thousands of pictures. One got that photograph. Okay, good retort.
Stugatz.
Haven't you ever passed by photographers? I guarantee you when that shot was taken, we didn't just hear. That's not what you heard. If you were by that camera.
Like in my ear with that.
He does a good camera.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
Roy.
Yes, sir.
How's it going today?
Well, let's check some boxes, huh?
Oh, okay. I was just,
I noticed during the break that Roy was doing that. He was checking a box score.
The boxes scores?
Yeah. I was looking at the Western Conference in the National Basketball Association. I saw that the Mavericks beat the Thunder 119-110.
Wow. Ooh. Knotted up at one game apiece, Roy.
Yeah, but that's some good knots. Yeah. Garlic knots. I love
it's a
that.
Top five knot. Yeah.
Top five knot.
Roy, I want knots. Top five knots, okay?
Slipknot. What?
All right.
I want Roy to come up with top five knots because I was telling Roy that when you're down 1-0 and you tie a like the Panthers were, and you tie a series up at one game apiece, okay?
Yeah.
It's all knotted up at one game apiece.
Yes.
That is a top five knot for me. How about that? Huh?
That's a statement.
Yeah.
By the way, Luka went 29-10-7. Slipknot. Oh, that's a good knot.
It's a great one.
Steve Martin.
Yeah. No, I heard it. And listen, Dead and Company is coming up at the Sphere in Vegas. Help on the Way, Slipknot, Franklin's Tower. Just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was thinking it.
Cat's paw, not. I was on the internet earlier and saw that there was like a weird press conference moment last night with Luka. Did you guys see this video?
No.
No?
We were open shots. So just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
What do you think? Okay, moving on.
The okay from the reporter mid-question, where he's like about to ask a follow-up, hears moaning, and it's just like, okay, this is awkward. Now, has someone met, like, has there been any reporting on this? Because this is either one of two things. Someone's messing with him, or someone's having sex in the other room. And I need to get to the bottom of it. End of discussion.
No, that's not how end of discussion
works.
That's
how it's working right now.
He wants to close the loop on this.
But we can't answer you. We can't talk about it.
Speaking of close the loop, the guy who invented the duff cut is...
Hold on, there's music.
Okay, sorry, my bad.
Yeah. Respect the game.
It seems obvious that someone had a tab open on their phone, perhaps. Closing the loop, the Duff cut was invented by a guy on Twitter named Ryan Duff.
See?
Not Duff Goldman.
So this was an Amin situation?
Right. Yes, it was.
Yeah. This was an Amin El Hassan?
Yeah.
Someone had porn on their computer at work?
I believe so, yes.
That's great.
Yeah, but Amin was doing research.
I thought that that was very obviously like teammates of his or something like messing with him, just like moaning in the back. I went to an all-boys school. These things happened. Where, you know, you're trying to be doing something serious.
Wait, you don't think it was a reporter's phone? I thought it was a reporter's, like, I thought it was an Amin thing. Like, I thought a reporter had something
it's possible.
And they accidentally played.
Now we're playing a different game.
They'd have to have it so loud.
Time to throw away all journalistic credibility and get reckless. Here is something we like to call reckless speculation.
We're all good. You're saying Daniel Gafford was making sex noises while he was doing that press conference?
Maybe. Hmm.
I think we need to listen to this again.
I agree.
I want to hear. Let's go. Play it, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Moving on.
Let's restart it.
We were open shots, so just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
What do you think?
There's an echo there, folks.
Well, hold on a second.
The acoustics in there.
Hold on a second. Because here's the thing. If Jess is right, then it has to be either the person that was asking the question or the people directly next to that person, because that person's holding a microphone. So the microphone picked it up. So if that is what it was, there's probably only four people that could have been responsible for that.
Luca's reaction here, we might need to watch it again.
Please, yes.
We were open shot, so just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
What do you think? Okay, moving on.
It feels like it may have been the person holding the microphone. The way you're like, okay, moving on.
I've got it. I got someone getting freaky in like a closet next to the.
I don't think it's that.
Really? Next to a press cover?
Yeah, it's like, you know what? The game's over.
Right.
It's time.
They have no idea what's going on.
I can't wait till we get home.
Celebrate this.
You think it was a play or random people?
Bluetooth mishap.
I think it was people that work for the arena that are married also.
Oh,
so
good.
They were just like
a married
There's no infidelity.
They have three kids,
right.
And the kids are all up. They just got a text from the babysitter that the kids are up, so they're like,
can't get them
we're not going to have another chance to do this.
But they both work there.
And then they just kind of do the thing to the closet. There's a closet over there, so they do a little head point.
Yeah, go
next,
in there.
Next thing you know, we got this sound.
Really? That's what you think?
Two married stadium
workers. Are you ending the discussion? What are you doing here?
Just recklessly speculating.
Okay. Wow.
You're good.
I already said he's good.
So the Thunder lost for the first time in the playoffs, huh?
They did. Yeah, I'm tired of them. I mean,
the Thunder. Oh, yeah.
You're tired of
everyone telling me, oh, you haven't watched the Thunder all year. They're so good. They're this, they're that. Luka is limping around like that. He looks like he's 77 years old, that guy. Kyrie gave him nothing last night. Absolutely nothing. They lost to PJ Washington. I don't want to hear about how good Oklahoma City is. I am tired of the Thunder. I am tired of that team. And I'm tired of everyone telling me what I missed the entire season. I didn't miss anything. I missed a team that's about to get bounced out in the Western Conference semifinals.
What about SGA?
End of discussion.
Okay, I can't talk about SGA then.
Wow.
Well, now you can talk about SGA.
You ended the discussion.
I ended the Thunder discussion.
Technically, yeah. Right? Billy, how does that one
spin
work?
Spin the wheel? Sorry, Chris. Oh, the commercial.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Can't talk about it today.
SGA still available.
Okay.
What do you got?
Well, he went 33-10 and 33-12 and pretty much was the catalyst in that game for them, but they just couldn't finish, basically. So, like, don't blame him for the Thunder's woes.
Blaming him. I just said I'm tired of people telling me what I missed all year with the Thunder. Like, they were sitting around watching Oklahoma City Thunder games all year.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
I ended it. That's right.
Yeah, can I ask? Yeah. We're very loosey-goosey on the rules of these games, and I don't respect
that. That's a different game.
That's her game.
Yeah, that's the other game, Lucy or Goosey.
I'm worried that people here don't know my name. It's happened so many times.
Iowa.
Exactly.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Rodine.
Hey, you said it right. Thank you.
Dan calling her Iowa was an all-time show moment for me.
Doug Flutie.
My friends were there for that. It was
one moment Hall of Fame.
Doug Flutie.
Wow.
Because of the
Hail Mary.
I have a controversial one for you.
For the one moment Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Really?
USA Hockey. Two-moment Hall of Fame or one-moment Hall of Fame?
One-moment Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
When they beat Russia in the semifinals.
T.J. Oshie.
Get out of here.
T.J. Oshie's had two moments.
Enough. That was not.
Well, his one,
in a discussion?
His moment wasn't a moment?
Well, he's had three moments, actually.
Oh.
That was a him moment, not a U.S. hockey moment.
Wait, one of the gold.
No.
That was one of his moments. Yeah. He had another shootout moment, right?
Yeah.
So that's two moments.
He's had two moments, but one of his moments didn't count.
No, there's a third moment.
For the U.S. hockey moment.
For the U.S. hockey
moment.
T.J. Oshie standing and making the entire table stand at Lake Tahoe for the national anthem was his third moment.
Oh.
I witnessed it. I saw it.
You're there for that.
Like, he was sitting at the national anthem. There are a bunch of food trucks out there. Oshie looked at his entire family who was not standing. He gave him the look.
Wow.
That you give when you're disappointed.
Why were they playing the national anthem at like a golf tournament banquet, though?
I don't know. It was weird, but Oshie, when an anthem is played, Oshie stands.
Was he at the table next to the sad Brian Kelly table?
Yes. Brian Kelly was by himself.
Just by himself.
By himself. Classic BK.
I almost went over there.
Why didn't you?
I don't know. I got nervous.
Is that happening this year?
I hope.
I'm going.
Okay.
In the discussion.
For me.
So here's my question to you, Stugat. So you said you're tired of hearing about the Thunder. You're tired of people talking about it, saying you didn't watch it all year. I have a suspicion that you want the teams that you paid no attention to lose immediately so you don't actually have to learn anything about them.
That would be most of the teams.
Yeah, but no, but then you can also be like, I told you.
Yes, I mean, of course, I'm rooting for myself to be right. Plus, I want to see Dallas in the Western Conference Finals. I want to see Luka versus Anthony Edwards in the Western Conference Finals. I do.
Do you?
I do.
Since the dawn of mankind, we've cooked our food over an open flame and debated the best way to grill. One thing not up for debate, grilling and beer always go together. And not just any beer will do. Whether you barbecue Texas style or celebrate Wednesday with burgers and dogs, you need a beer that tastes great and is less filling, so you have more room for food. You need Miller Lite. As you guys may or may not know, I'm a pretty decent cook, especially behind the barbecue. So when I start the fire from my smoker on a hot day, really, the only thing that I have to worry about is what wood I'm going to use. The easiest decision for me is what I'll be drinking. That's a nice ice cold can of Miller Lite. Oh, and by the way, here's a pro tip. It really goes well with brisket. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, and tastes as great as your barbecue. A perfect companion for grill masters across America. With the Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great, it tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.